Brady Rossbach with the Steel County Blades, back with the Steel County Blades. It's a small group that returns. What was your decision process, Brady, to come back for another season here?
There was a lot in the making. This summer, a lot has happened. I was gone to a lot of main camps. In fact, I came here at the beginning of training camp, left for a little while to go up to Canada and play for a team in Canada for a little while, and then ended up back here. So a lot happened. It's just I believe everything happens for a reason, and I think I'm here for a reason. So,
what did you learn playing in Canada, and how were things different? The level of play, or the knowledge of fans, or just the atmosphere of playing in Canada? How much different is it, or not?
Yeah, I was playing in a really small town up there. Everybody knows everybody up there, and you know the whole town comes to watch you play, even watches you practice, and. Yeah, it was really, really tough hockey. Everybody throws their body around, and a lot of big kids. So yeah. It's very different, but at the same time, it's still just hockey. So you just got to go out there, have some fun, and live life.
What do you like about the group that you have this season with the Blades? As you get to know everybody, a few returners, as I said, and a lot of new guys from really all around the world. What do you like about the chemistry of your team?
Yeah, I love this team. We have a lot of kids who are first year of juniors, so you kind of have to like help them out a little bit, show them the ropes, but we've definitely molded as a team really quick. Those kids who are new to juniors have definitely gotten the junior lifestyle down. And yes, like you said, we have a lot of kids from around the world, a lot of different languages being spoken in the locker room. So that's kind of a change. Sometimes you don't know what they're saying. Sometimes they don't know what you're saying. So there's some translating going on. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun, and we all respect one another. So I love it.
Any amusing things come to mind over the miscommunication sometimes on translations? Anything come to mind, Brady?
Yeah, once in a while you'll hear something and one of the ends will get very mad at the other end, even though you didn't say anything mad. Like you make a joke and they don't understand that's a joke, and then they get really mad at you, and it's really funny. So
at least when you get over it, it's really funny. Yeah, everyone knows what's going on.
Of course, certainly.
As far as those first year guys, and even thinking back to the time when you were first playing junior hockey, what are some of the things that need to be learned to get up to speed?
One thing that is a big difference between high school hockey and junior hockey is it's all or nothing. You know, you have to give it everything you got or you shouldn't be here. You have to realize that you're here as this is your job. It's not just after school kind of thing anymore. It's this is your life now. So you got to play as if this is your job, as if you're making money from this, because if you're good enough, you will someday.
With this being your final season, when it comes to kind of your mind, final season of junior hockey, when it comes to your mindset and how you're approaching it and what your hopes are for next winter and what you're doing to get there, where are you on that?
Yeah, next year I want to go play NCAA hockey. So I'm working on getting recruited right now. These showcases definitely help out. These are the big things for an age out like me is the showcases. So we'll definitely see what happens from those. We'll see what happens throughout the year, and hopefully I end up playing NCAA hockey.
When it comes to the team aspect of things, what do you like about the possibilities of the team? And as these first-year guys really do kind of get into a groove, you know, how far can the Blades go? How good can the season overall be?
You know, we did start a little slow, but that really doesn't matter because it's a long season. Mm-hmm. But I have very, very high aspirations for this team. I played on 5 junior teams throughout my lifetime, and to be honest, this season, I have the most hope for us going to Natties. And I'm not just saying that because I'm playing in the season right now. Like, I fully mean that, and I knew that from day one when I came here. I was like, yep, this team has the chance to do it, and I fully believe that. We just got to mold together. We got to have one goal, and we have to keep our mind to it every day. Every day when we come to practice, every day when we show up to the rink, and every day when we're playing games, you know. We have to keep that one goal in mind, and I definitely think we can do it.
When you get a break from hockey, if you get a break from hockey, what do you like to do, Brady?
You know, in the summers, I love to go up to my cabin up north. We have a place up there that I love going to. And hunting, fishing, just I love being outside. So.
Okay. As far as the second winter in Owatonna, what kind of things are you getting out in the community at all? Or what do you like about being here?
Oh, yeah, I love the small town atmosphere. It seems like even though Owatonna is like somewhat of a little bit of a bigger town. It seems like everybody knows you. You walk out, you go to a random kitchen or whatever, and somebody goes, "Hey, you're 24 off the Blades," and I'm like, "Yeah, that's me." So I love that aspect. It's everybody smiles around here. It seems like even though. Like, I do landscaping, and even though it's hard work, everybody's still smiling, laughing, and joking around, and I love that.
All right. Hey, Brady, fun visiting with you right now and seeing number 24 out there on the ice for the Blades, and I wish you the best as you make those goals reality at college. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.